The beacon of truth in a world of deceit is with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to bring all this home coming up in the next segment, because it's even worse when you look at there's a chain here. It's basically a money laundering chain. It's a giant Ponzi scheme. So you got people that are getting rich off of the migrant invasion. You have the Democrats that think they're going to get political power off of the migrant invasion. But then you look at the foreign aid aspect, and then you look at the hit that Americans are taking economically right now, and they're just scratching their heads like, why is this going on? Why do I have to break my neck every day to barely keep my head above water? So it all ties in, and we're gonna bring it home coming up in the next segment, and then we'll move on to some of the other news, some of the international news and developments that are going to impact the 2024 election. And then why this tenant media story is not what it appears to be. And again, whatever is going on with Lauren Chen and the Russians and the money, that's like the tip of the iceberg. So we'll explain you what's really going on coming up next as well. But ladies and gentlemen, before we do that, we are going to be live extended broadcast tomorrow for the presidential debate. And so really excited for that tomorrow. And we'll have our normal everyday 10 hours of live coverage right here on InfoWars. And then we're just going to continue it right on through and after the debate. And so myself and Alex Jones and Harrison Smith and Chase Geyser and others are going to be live all night tomorrow. But that means a long day for the crew. We need to take care of them, and we need your support by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, we know where our money comes from. No mysteries here. And they've dug through our books 10 times, so nothing to hide here. That's good. You are our sponsors. You are our supporters when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy because we've got great products. And I could go down the whole list of them. My favorite products, like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, every day before I go on air, for mental focus, mental energy, mental clarity, 40% off those two great products, those Ultimate Nootropics, 25% off Bod Ease, 25% off Bod Ease, the Ultimate Turmeric Whole Body Support, Anti-Inflammatory Support, Joint Support, Flexibility Support. All those things are key for staying youthful and active, so gotta have Bod Ease. We've got 25% off all InfoWars MD products, and exclusive line of high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, including Good Night Sleep. Good Night Sleep, very, very important to get a good night's sleep. Everybody knows if you get a good night's sleep, the day after, you're feeling much better. If you don't, you're lethargic, you're tired, and it's a long day. But with Good Night Sleep, you'll get a good night's sleep, restful sleep, and the day will be productive. Good Night Sleep, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. What are you doing for your cardiovascular health? We have the answer at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Or VasoBeat Complete, also 40% off. Nitric Boost, just a concentrated capsule with all kinds of things in there that are good for blood flow, blood support, and, of course, cardiovascular health. And then VasoBeat Complete is just a concentrated beet formula in a liquid tincture. And it's well known how good beets are for your health. So I actually prefer VasoBeat Complete. I like it. I put it in a drink mix, or sometimes I just drink it by itself. And I know I'm doing something for my cardiovascular health and my blood flow. Also 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's your support there that keeps us on the air, and make sure that we have the crew so that we can do, how long will we be live tomorrow? Probably like 16 straight hours, maybe, or more. But we'll be doing live presidential debate coverage tomorrow night. So we hope you'll be tuned in for that, because we'll be live covering that and responding to it.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So, it's Springfield, Ohio today. It's Aurora, Colorado yesterday. And it'll be a new American city that we're talking about probably by the end of next week. That's getting overwhelmed with illegal alien crime. Biden-Harris criminals brought in, flown into our country and stealing your money and your future. And the story gets worse. They say, the Attorney General, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to figure it out. We've already figured it out. You're just showing up? Really, where have you been? Here's a perfect example of how this goes. You have all these NGOs, and for whatever reason, it's Catholic charity groups, Jewish charity groups, and I guess they just love taking all this government money because that's the main recipients of it. And here's one example. How does the revenue of the NGO... for the NGO, the Catholic Charities, nearly quadruple since the Biden administration took over. In 2018, Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Galveston only brought in $44 million. In 2021, the revenue was up to $217 million. Now, we've had whistleblowers in here that have said as late as 2023, it could be upwards of $400 million now. So it's a giant money bag. The Catholic Charities are making money. And then all the different aspects of this, the people that sell the beds, the people that sell the bed sheets, the people that sell the clothes, the people that sell the toiletries, the people that sell the foods, they're all making money. The hotels that they go rent from are booked solid. So the people that own the hotels, they're making money and they don't even have to work. Free money for them. And then in situations like Springfield, Ohio, you've got whole apartment complexes. We don't have to worry about finding renters, and we can upcharge it, and the government's going to cut us the check anyway. These are all public records. In 2022, the revenue for the Catholic Charities of Fort Worth skyrocketed up to $146 million from the $31 million they received in 2019. Now, if you want to go see all these public records and more, they're posted on Marissa Hansen's X account. Oh, yeah. Gee, I wonder why the Pope is for open borders. Oh, golly gee, why do these Catholic charities help in the illegal immigration process? Because they've been paid off handsomely to do so. But it's even worse. And I knew it was bad. It didn't take a deep dive, by the way. You could do a deep dive and crunch all the numbers. But a lot of this work was already done. And by the way, the USAID, I think it's the USAID website. This is all public information, folks. But let's just focus on Haiti for the sake of the news cycle this week. United States will provide an additional $25 million to address the humanitarian crisis in Haiti. That was March 2024. 25 million for Haiti to address the humanitarian crisis, which, what humanitarian crisis? We're bringing them all here. So there's a humanitarian crisis in Haiti. And the U.S. taxpayer is paying to fix the humanitarian crisis, which has been going on since 1995, by the way, is when this began. The United States government started sending aid to Haiti in 1995. Was that when Bill Clinton was in office, by the way? That's funny. Yeah, the Clintons and their deep ties to Haiti. Yeah. Really deep in Haiti. Probably like pizza from Haiti. So this all started in 1995, the U.S. government with the Clintons giving all this aid to Haiti, not to mention the Clinton Global Foundation and their deep ties to Haiti. But it's funny. With all the humanitarian aid, does Haiti get any better or does Haiti get worse? It just gets worse. How does that work? Because when it doesn't add up, you know it's corrupt. Why Haiti still despairs? This is July 2021, New York Times. Why Haiti still despairs? New York Times, July 2021. Why Haiti still despairs after $13 billion in foreign aid? Why? I don't need to sit here and read the New York Times like I'm some sort of moron. I want the New York Times to explain to me why $13 billion to Haiti hasn't fixed the situation. Ha ha. Well, okay. There's the obvious answer that's been proven time and time again. You can throw money at just about any issue, and how often does it actually fix the issue? If you're going to throw money at a problem, you're going to have serious oversight and serious involvement. But if you just dump a pile of cash on a problem, the problem only gets worse. And so this is what's been going on in Haiti. $13 billion. $13 billion. Boy, you could build some nice infrastructure with $13 billion. Where's it going to in Haiti, though? Where is all the money going to in Haiti? So New York Times asks, because it's such a difficult thing to comprehend, why Haiti still despairs after $13 billion in foreign aid? So let me go ahead and tell you, without needing the geniuses of the New York Times, because the money gets stolen. You get it? It's a giant money laundering operation. It's a giant boondoggle. But see, when the government does it and charitable groups do it, it's just rubber stamped. So it's all good. Gee, I don't know. We've given $13 billion to the people in Haiti, and nothing has gotten better. They're still living in mud huts and chopping the heads off of wild game that they can find on the beach. What's going on? We sent them all this money. Where do the children go? Remember that story? What was the name of that Clinton aide that got caught with the children in Haiti and then changed her name? I mean, folks, these people are raping Haiti. It's really not a laughing matter. It's actually really sad. I don't hate the people of Haiti just because I don't want them coming to my country and turning areas of our country into third world hellholes like they live in. But no, it's actually really sad that corrupt American politicians have used Haiti for God knows what. But at the very least, money laundering. But I forget the name of the lady that was the Clinton aide that got caught at the border with the children. You guys remember that deal? Laura Silsby, I think. Yeah, was that her name? And then she got caught, and then they said, oh, no, it's they're orphans. Oh, we're saving them. And then she changed her name. Dark stuff. Dark stuff, actually, what goes on in Haiti. Real dark stuff. And it's funny, and then you have all these celebrities like, no, Haiti's great. Look, I went on vacation. And there's like one or two areas in Haiti that they actually keep nice and for tourism. And then the rest of it is a third world hellhole living in squalor. It's like as bad as it gets. And then it's just, oh, $13 billion, and then you get nothing. And then, oh, children being trafficked across the border. Oh, no, we were saving them. Oh. Yeah. It's dark stuff goes on in Haiti, folks. Dark stuff. And, you know, karma has a weird way, universal karma, or call it whatever you want, universal justice. You don't have to believe in it, but I would say that's either from lack of experience or denial. So it's actually unfortunate, and I wonder when the American people will kind of get their final say in this, but it comes with knowledge. What Americans like the Clintons have done in Haiti is so dark and twisted and sordid. It's like these Haitians coming here and destroying our cities. It's like for us to allow the Clintons to do that and whatever else has been going on in Haiti, it's almost like karma coming back on us. Now, I'm not saying that these innocent people deserve it, and I'm certainly not saying it should go on, but, you know, that's just kind of how things go. And look, in a way, the American people have themselves to blame. I mean, let's not sit here and act like the American people don't take blame in this. We've let this happen, folks. We have let the U.S. government steal our money and launder it through foreign countries. We've let the Clintons get away with God knows what in Haiti. And so, yeah, you know, the ignorance of the American people, the lack of standing up for ourselves is partly ourselves to blame. Now, we've been tricked, we've been deceived, we've been lied to, we've been put in a trance. So, I mean, it goes both ways. And yet, if the American people were an awake and aware and a unified body of people, then this would not be going on. We would not be sending $13 billion to Haiti for the money to be laundered. The Clintons would not be spending billions with the Clinton Global Foundation to do God knows what in Haiti. And then you wouldn't have 20,000 Haitian migrants coming to a small town in Ohio and chopping up your pets for dinner. So that's just how the world works. So I don't like it. I'm not saying we deserve it. But see, that's the whole point of it's like, we got to get this country back on track. Because it just gets worse from here. And it's like the same thing with the wars in the Middle East. And people don't like to be intellectually honest about this. But it's like, what do you expect when you go into the Middle East and start all these wars and drone strike countries and get into foreign interests that you have nothing to do with? And then they say, well, these Muslims hate your way of life. No, they're sick of the United States military being used like Israel's dragon or something in the Middle East. And so then they just go to the source. So it's like the same thing. We have to decouple from the Middle East completely. Completely decouple. And so that's why there was peace in the Middle East when Trump was president, because he wasn't sending all the money. He wasn't sending all the arms. I mean, I don't know if there'll ever be peace in the Middle East, but in comparison to now, certainly you could say that's peaceful compared to where it's at now. And so what did they do? As soon as Biden got into office, all the money, all the weapons get laundered through Ukraine, end up in all the proxy groups in the Middle East, and then the terror attacks start ramping up in multiple different countries. And that's just all Ukraine as the rat hole. That's all it is. So do they actually care what Putin does in Ukraine? No. They just need Ukraine as their rat hole to launder money and weapons to all these different terror cells and proxy groups in the Middle East. And so then what do you get? You get war, you get death, and then eventually that reaches us because we let it happen. So that's just that's a hard pill to swallow, but it's true. And now they're coming here and they're getting homes bought for them. This is insane. California bill that would give undocumented migrants first-time homebuyers money despite lack of funding. They have no money. California is broke. Gavin Newsom signs the bill anyway to give them money for housing. Now, there's going to be a side plan here, which is that they just want the government to own all the housing. And so this is just kind of a way to start the process. Oh, look, we're giving housing to migrants that can't afford it. Isn't that great? But then, of course, the migrants can't afford the house, so the government's just going to come and buy it all up. And so you're just going to have government housing now. So California is just going full socialist, and they're just using the migrants to kind of be like the launch pad here. Oh yeah, Newsom doesn't want to have the migrants buying houses. Yeah, let's see how long that lasts when it's already going down. But it's getting a lot of attention in California right now. This has already been going on. We had a real estate agent on this show like 2 years ago. They were already doing this in Florida with federal dollars. They're already doing it in Chicago with federal dollars. In fact, we have a local news report from Chicago talking about this. So this has already been going on. So they've already been doing this with federal dollars. California just wanted to put it on a state level and then like try to buy up all the housing themselves and then say, oh, we're giving it to the migrants. But then eventually they would take it back from the migrants because they wouldn't be able to afford it. And they just say, no, we own this. See, we gave the money. Now it's a government housing project. But no, this has already been going on. This is from Chicago. This is a story out of Chicago where the non-citizens, the illegal aliens, are getting houses in clip 17.
Today, the Gomez family officially welcomed friends to their new home in North Austin. Gabriel Gomez tells us it's his dream. This is what he wanted for his children. It is the first home for this family of four, and it is the first time they have lived in anything bigger than one bedroom for 8 years. Euvele Surengel says they are very happy, and this is an important step for their family. Originally from Venezuela, they worked in food service as an auto mechanic, delivering food, factory work. When they first arrived in Chicago in 2022 as new arrivals, they landed at Grace and Peace Church. This home is the first of four distressed West Side homes the church bought, rehabbed, and sold.
Oh, where'd the church
get
the money?
We met them at the bus, and they were so distressed and worked through a whole process with them. And now they're stabilizing their own home. It's awesome.
With all of their savings, programs to assist first-time home buyers, and an individual taxpayer identification number, the Gomez family made their dreams come true.
English, please.
Rengel says, really now is the American dream.
Now,
Grace and Peace Church plans to sell their other rehabbed homes to other first-time...
Let me be clear about something. That's good. So the church gets all the money, and then they give it to the non-citizens. Let me be clear. I'm sure that man from Venezuela worked really hard. I have no doubt about that. See, the problem is, and this is why it comes back to the whole America First slogan. Why can't an American get the American dream? Why is it more important for a Haitian or a Venezuelan or a Honduran or a anybody to get the American dream subsidized by the U.S. taxpayer. Why is that such a priority? Why is that a policy? If a man from Venezuela wants to come here and have the American dream, he can damn well do so. There's called an immigration process, and then it's called a free market capitalist economy. Okay? But no. No. He's a poor man with a family from Venezuela, so he needs his American dream subsidized by the U.S. taxpayer. So if you're a dirty American whose family has been here and is a citizen of this country, you don't count. You get skipped over. You have to pay for a Venezuelan's American dream. Like this poor lady who's learning it the hard way, who is getting emotional, talking about struggling to afford payments for her child's medical bills, and how they set up the system where it makes you actually do better. You get more money from the government if you work less and do less and are not a productive member of society. Then it's actually beneficial. It's kind of like this new proposal of unrealized gains. Well, then the whole purpose is to not be successful, not have money, not be smart financially, so that way the government won't crush you. So here it's a North Carolina mother talking about how messed up it is that she can't afford basic medical procedures and trying to figure out why it doesn't make sense. Clip 31.
I feel like only in America can you need medical assistance that you can't afford to get. And in order to get government help, you have to make under a certain amount. So if you're someone who's like makes $60,000 a year, you don't qualify for any help, but you can't actually afford to get your child the services that they need. But if I quit my job and I go work for McDonald's, I can live off the government and then she can have the help that she needs. Make it make sense. Make it make sense.
If it doesn't add up, you know it's corrupt. Yeah, I'm sorry, but you've been sold out by your government. You've been sold out by corrupt politicians. They've cut deals with big pharma, big insurance, and you get screwed. You're an American citizen, so you're the least of their concerns. They hate you. They want you broke and poor so you can live off the government assistance. Now, you're a hardworking American. You want to work and you want to earn your money and pay your way, but that's not the system these bastard socialists want for you. Here's another young girl trying to make sense of it. Can't figure it out. Having the same realization in a way. In clip 25.
Does anyone else just work their ass off for like the last 3 or 4 years for like a college degree and now you have a job that you hate and you can't pay any of your bills and you can't live in the house that you imagine and you just feel lied to? Because you thought that if you just went to college and got a degree, you'd be able to afford a house and like things that make you happy, but yet you're still barely can afford groceries or clothes or literally anything that makes you happy at all, and you had to spend the whole entire weekend in your bed because you literally don't have any money to go do anything other, like if you buy food you just can't have an entertainment budget. So I'm just wondering,
all right,
if anyone
I'll tell
else
you
is
what,
dealing with
I've gone long here, we're up against the break. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com as we go to this break. But I'm gonna respond to these two ladies on the other side because this is so important, and this is what we Americans all need to unify behind. It's basic common sense, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have to live like this. We'll be right back.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I want to play these young ladies' accounts once again and explain this, because at the end of the day, we cover all kinds of issues. We get really political and we go into all different kinds of avenues, but you know, most problems that America's faced, it really doesn't matter whether you're left or right or up or down or anything in between, you know, most of us face the same issues. I mean, you've got a class of elites that kind of try to determine our future. But, you know, 90% of Americans basically will face the same thing, no matter what their political ideologies are. And really, with all the different complex issues and stuff that we get into here, there's actually simple solutions for the biggest issues that we all face. And so I've probably played a couple dozen videos similar to this, and it's obviously gotten a lot worse since 2021 when Biden got into the White House with the economic stuff. But it's not like that's a new phenomenon. People have been struggling, but I think it has reached kind of a new height with the most recent inflation. And so when I see videos like this, I play videos like this, it's kind of the bring it home moment where we should all be able to unify and say, yeah, this is not how life in America should be. This is not the struggle that an American should go through. And there's simple things we can do to change that. Simple things. So let's once again go to these young ladies that are really getting hit, because it's not just the economic stress. It's not just the financial stress. It's just that the financial stress and the economic stress is what leads to the realization that we're being raped politically, we're being raped by our government, and we're being forced like slaves to work for foreign countries, foreign interests, and political agendas. Americans have made it through financial hardships many different times in this country's history. But when you realize that your financial hardships are caused because you've been sold out by your politicians, it makes it that much worse. Now it's become an abuse factor. And so, again, here's the account from these two young ladies kind of having that realization in an emotional response and sharing that story with the internet.
I feel like only in America can you need medical assistance that you can't afford to get. And in order to get government help, you have to make under a certain amount. So if you're someone who's like makes $60,000 a year, you don't qualify for any help, but you can't actually afford to get your child the services that they need. But if I quit my job and I go work for McDonald's, I can live off the government and then she can have the help that she needs. Make it make sense. Make it make sense.
Does anyone else just work their ass off for like the last 3 or 4 years for like a college degree and now you have a job miserable and you can't pay any of your bills and you can't live in the house that you imagine and you just feel lied to because you thought that if you just went to college and got a degree, you'd be able to afford a house and like things that make you happy, but yet you're still barely can afford groceries or clothes or literally anything that makes you happy at all. And you had to spend the whole entire weekend in your bed because you literally don't have any money to go do anything other. Like if you buy food, you just can't have an entertainment budget. So I'm just wondering if anyone else is dealing with something like this or if it's.
Well, it's not just you. It's millions of Americans. It might even now be the majority of Americans. And as soon as Biden took office and Democrat policies started flowing out from Washington, D.C., the amount of Americans living paycheck to paycheck eclipsed 50%. And it even came out that the majority of Americans don't even have $1,000 in savings for an emergency. This all happened a year after Biden got into the White House. It's all policies that come from D.C. Now, this isn't to lay the blame on Joe Biden. It's just to use that as an example, that it's policy that does this. Now, can you imagine, whether it's if I'm speaking to those girls, and I don't know their politics, quite frankly, I don't care, because it doesn't make a difference. But can you imagine you listening to this? If you didn't pay 30%, maybe closer to 40%, maybe 50%, depending on where you live. But let's just say for sake of this conversation, can you imagine if you didn't pay 30% of the money that you make to the government via taxes? And it is 30%. It is 30%. You get taxed when you make money, so you get taxed when you work. You get taxed when you spend money. You get taxed when you own property. You get taxed. Imagine if you had 30% more money. Do you think some of that financial stress might be relieved? Now, you might not be rich, but you might be able to afford your kids' medical bills. You might be able to afford to go out to a nice dinner on a Friday night or go to a concert on Saturday, go with some friends. Just 30%. of the government not taxing you. Then there's the issue of inflation, which is another means of government tax. So when your government creates policies that raise the price of goods and services and energy, now you're talking, you're paying another 20% in inflation. So add it all up, you're basically looking at, just from the result of policy, half of your money going down the drain just because of bad policy, bad tax policy, bad energy and economic policy. Now, that's not to say that every American could be living like a king, but I mean, holy hell, you wouldn't have to fill your apartment buildings with illegal immigrants from Haiti because Americans would be able to afford it. But we pay 20% in inflation since Biden took office, and it doesn't matter who's in office. I mean, it was less when it was Trump, but you're still paying 30% of your money to the government in taxes. So yeah, you're getting bent over and they are reaching into your wallet and taking your money. And then when you go to spend money, it all costs more. So it's really simple. When you are struggling, like a lot of Americans are, and then you look at your government that gives $200 billion to Ukraine in a three-year span, has given $13 billion to Haiti, and then there's a Haitian down the street cooking a goose that he chopped up at the park. Yeah, you realize something ain't right here. Something terrible has happened here. Why am I struggling like this? So here's the realization. Americans have to unify and realize that our government has sold us out. Our government has stole our money and is giving it to foreign interests, foreign wars, and non-citizens. And the day we unify and have this great realization that we don't have to live like serfs, we don't have to live like peasants, we don't need our government, we don't need these wars. If you could just cut the taxes down to like 5-10%, your life would improve so much because you'd still have so much more of your money. If you had better policy that would bring inflation back down, you'd have another extra 5-10% of the money in your pocket. It's really that simple. It's really that simple.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamp.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
A limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Citizen who's sick and tired of the parasitic political class in Washington that sucks our country of its blood and treasure, November 5th will be your liberation day. November 5th this year will be the most important day in the history of our country, because we're not going to have a country anymore if we don't win.
That's it from Donald Trump. That's the message. I want him to follow through. God bless him if he does. But that's it. I mean, that's really everything. And there's all kinds of issues. There's all kinds of angles. But at the end of the day, that's what should be unifying us. That's what should be the common sense understanding. And it used to be. And I mean, I don't mean to go off on a jag here, but it's just like, to kind of step back and think about it, isn't it absolutely insane? And I've gone out and done man on the streets, and I've witnessed this. But, I mean, what is it? What is the psychological phenomenon of people now that just love the government? Just look at what's developed in the Democrat Party in the last 72 hours. Dick Cheney is now endorsing Kamala Harris, and the Democrats are celebrating it? What is that? That's a psychological phenomenon that is just straight up brainwashing. I mean, if you want to get like otherworldly conspiratorial, it's like, are these actual NPCs? Are these like alien, like avatars? I mean, how do you even explain that? How do you even explain Democrats going from calling Dick Cheney the number one war criminal, and I mean, he was the old guy they called Hitler, and now they're celebrating his endorsement. Hey, we'll trade you Dick Cheney and George Bush for Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. Okay. wow. What? So it's just like, what is wrong with them? But getting back to the point, that's what I'm saying. There's a parasitic class in Washington, D.C. Our Congress has been the source of corruption. Washington, D.C., political power, the source of corruption, the source of war, the source of death, the source of money theft and taxation and everything else, and bribery and blackmail. And Donald Trump comes out and says it as a presidential candidate and fights it. And the whole corrupt deep state comes after him. And these Democrats, he's a racist. He's a womanizer. What the hell is wrong with you? What has been broken in your brain? Or again, if you're, it's like from a straight psychological perspective, what has been broken in your brain or your soul? Is there a chemical thing going on here with what you eat or drink or consume or a pharmaceutical product? Or if I, again, if I'm getting just otherworldly conspiratorial, are you even human? I'm just wondering, are you even human at this point? It's like there's that scene in the first recent remake of the Alien series. I forget, it's got Charlize Theron in it. Oh my gosh, what is the name? Oh, Prometheus. It's like in Prometheus when the captain of the ship and the executive are sitting there and the captain of the ship is talking about music and the executive like doesn't even care, doesn't even know anything about music, and the guy's like, are you a robot? It's like, that's what it's like with these people. Like, are you even human? Again, I'm not saying we got to see eye to eye on everything. Believe me, I don't mind people that disagree. I actually like it. I like a diversity in thought. But there's things that it's just like basic common sense right in front of your face. And these modern day liberal Democrats don't even have it. And it's like, hey, are you human? Hey, do you have a soul? Hey, are you an NPC? Hey, what's wrong with you? So, I mean, again, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is this from the new one? Is this from Romulus? This has to be from the new one. I don't recognize that scene from any of the others. That's got to be from Romulus, 100%. I haven't seen it yet. Crew's distracting me. So, that's what I'm saying. 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I mean, really, that's why the liberals liked Obama, or that's what why a lot of people liked Obama. I have a lot of friends that voted for Obama. They voted for Trump. But that's why a lot of people voted for Obama, because they looked at George Bush and Dick Cheney as war criminals, and they looked at politics as extremely corrupt, and Obama was like the anti-DC parasite, anti-war, anti-war criminals. He was calling them out. That was the main thrust of what led people in the middle and liberals to get Obama past Hillary Clinton. He was viewed as the anti-establishment, anti-war candidate. Now, of course, none of that ended up panning out, and maybe he had good intentions and got blackmailed, or I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you could talk to the American from the left or from the right. Hell, if you go back even further, the left was so anti-establishment. They hated the FBI. They hated the CIA. They were actually like peaceniks, like peacenik hippies. And so it's like, what has happened here? What has gone on here? Now, I understand what the corrupt media is doing to Donald Trump. I understand what the corrupt deep state is doing to Donald Trump. It couldn't be more obvious than getting hit by a Mack truck. But okay, maybe you don't understand that. Yeah, that's the scene I was talking about. But how do you not get it when Donald Trump comes out and says there's a parasitic class of people in D.C. that are robbing your future, stealing your money, selling your country out, and we need to get rid of it? He's saying that as a former president. He's saying that as the leading presidential candidate on his campaign trail, and you still don't get it? Doesn't matter. He gets shot at. Doesn't matter. They have him up in court every other week. Doesn't matter. The mainstream media attacks him for 8 straight years. The deep state attacks him for 8 straight years. And you still don't get it? So now they'll lie. And that's maybe there's still a human soul there that they just can't quite reach. It's just somehow been untethered from the brainwashing and the poison in the food and the water and everything else. It's like there was a human soul there, but it's like been untethered. It's like they try to reach. Because I would go out and I would ask them, and I'd do like gotcha questions. These all been erased off YouTube. And they'd be like, hey, I would go to Democrat events. And I'd be like, hey, do you like the government? I'm like, no, I don't like the government. I'm like, yeah, do you want smaller government? Yeah, definitely. I'm like, do you think the FBI is corrupt? Oh, definitely. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, so do you like Donald Trump? And then there would be like a click in their head where they'd be like, oh, he just got me. Where they'd realize. They'd realize it. They'd be like, oh yeah, wait a second. If I hate Trump, then I have to like the government and I have to like the FBI and I have to like the mainstream media. And they have that click and then they turn off and they walk away. So how do you explain that phenomenon? What is that? I mean, you could use the buy-in to the COVID vaccine and the masks as like kind of another just anecdotal example, but it's much bigger than that. It's like, oh yeah, the mainstream media is corrupt. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, the FBI is very corrupt. Oh yeah, the government's very corrupt. Yeah. Yeah, not good stuff. I'm like, hey, you know, that's what Donald Trump says. Oh, yeah, but Trump is bad. I mean, Trump's the bad guy, you know. Oh. What? But see, they have that realization. And then they just go into the denial phase. They just go into the denial phase that they can't deny. They have to deny they've been fooled. They can't accept they've been fooled. They can't accept that they've been tricked. They can't accept they've been deceived. And so they just go in all in and just double down and triple down. So it's like, yeah, I could sit here and nitpick about Donald Trump. We have a parasitic class in Washington, D.C. that has stolen my future, that has stolen my money, that has sold out my lineage, sold out what my family has done to get me here. And they're selling me out in D.C. And I got Donald Trump on the campaign trail saying it. You're damn right I want him in the White House. And I think you're an idiot if you don't.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.